Hey, let's do some chart reviews. This is at Porter Emergency Room, Dr. Abbasi, ABBASI, on 5/30/2022. First patient, MG, 40-year-old woman, complains of dizziness. Your analysis shows slight volume depletion, CBC, CMP, EKG, all within normal limits, treated with meclizine and sent home. Patient was still dizzy, but was very appreciative of how everything was explained to her by Dr. Abbasi and the staff. Next patient is AD, 17-year-old young lady with rash, diagnosed with scabies, treated with Benadryl. Permethrium mom was very happy with the care that child received. Next patient is SB, 11-year-old with a wasp sting, no respiratory difficulty or allergic reaction except for a local reaction. Treated with prednisone and Tylenol in the emergency room and sent home with more prednisone. It's already getting better, and the child is doing well per mom. I spoke to her today. Next patient is NK, 65-year-old. A woman requiring COVID testing for travel. Test was negative, no symptoms, and she did not answer the phone. Next patient is VO, 66-year-old woman with coughing, shortness of breath, even the O2 sat was okay, chest x-ray was okay, vital signs stable. Lab looked good, including cardiac workup. Swab tests were negative. Diagnosed with bronchitis, sinusitis. Treated with ZPAC and albuterol. Left message for the patient to call back. Next patient is ER, 24-year-old male with abdominal pain, shortness of breath. Patient's symptoms started after he was taken PrevPack, P-R-E-V-P-A-C-K for H. pylori. Sodium was 150, came down to 143 2 hours later with hydration. CBC, your analysis, UDS were within normal limits. LFT slightly elevated, most likely related to volume. Amylase, lipase negative. Patient responded to GI cocktail and Zofran and was discharged home. After repeat blood work, patient did not answer the phone, but left message for patient to call back. Next patient is PR, 56-year-old woman with knee pain and swelling. Patient white count was 13,000. Patient had a negative X-ray, negative DVT study. BNP was normal. D-dimer was 780. Patient had a CT scan of the chest without contrast, which may have been related to IV access issues. Nevertheless, the DVT study was negative. Patient was diagnosed with obesity, tobacco abuse, and right leg / knee cellulitis, was treated with antibiotics. Patient did have a CT of the knee done, which showed only DJD and effusion. And positive popliteal cyst was noted on the Doppler. Patient did not answer the phone. I had a phone number that had been changed. The phone number that was left on the chart was not a correct number. Let's put that. Next patient, KS, 49-year-old woman, coming with foot pain, noted to have a blood pressure of 168 over 111. Declared hypertension urgency with the blood work showed volume depletion, white count of 13,000, cardiac workup negative, D-dimer within normal limits, CPK and swab testing was negative, treated with clonidine, Toradol, had a right leg swelling, which was negative for DVT and no fracture on the X-ray. The UDS showed MDMA. Patient was kept for observation with IV fluids until was given IV fluids and second dose of clonidine. Blood pressure came down and patient was sent home Patient did not answer the phone when called. Next patient is SH, 44-year-old woman with right hand injury, x-rays negative. She refused CT of her hand and her neck, where she was also having some neck pain. Also refused Toradol or Tylenol because the cost x-ray of the hand was negative. Patient was discharged home.